Isaiah chapter 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. And the Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes round about, and see, oh, they gather themselves together, they come to you, your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see, and flow together, and your heart shall fear, and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto you, the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto you. The multitude of camels shall cover your land, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, all they from Sheba shall come, they shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto you, the rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto you, they shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud, and as the doves to their windows? Surely the coastlands shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring your sons from afar, their silver and their gold with them, under the name of the Lord your God, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified you. And the sons of foreigners shall build up your walls, and their kings shall minister unto you, for in my wrath I struck you, but in my favor have I had mercy on you. Therefore your gates shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto you the wealth of the Gentiles, and their kings in procession. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve you shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto you, the cypress, the pine, and the box tree together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons also of them that afflicted you shall come bending low unto you, and all they that despised you shall bow themselves down at the soles of your feet, and they shall call you, the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Although you have been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through you, I will make you an eternal excellence, a joy of many generations. You shall also drink the milk of the Gentiles, and shall be nursed at the breast of kings, and you shall know that I the Lord am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For bronze I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood bronze, and for stones iron, I will also make your officers peace, and your rulers righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in your land, wasting nor destruction within your borders, but you shall call your walls salvation, and your gates praise. The sun shall be no more your light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto you, but the Lord shall be unto you an everlasting light, and your God your glory. Your sun shall no more go down, neither shall your moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be ended. Your people also shall be all righteous, they shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation, I the Lord will hasten it in its time.